Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Marks. Dial us up live at 843-652-3776 or connect with us on Twitter at 1003TheTeam. Now, from our Merle's Inlet studio, here's your host, Aaron Marks.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. TeamMyrtleBeach.com. I'm your host, Aaron Marks. Pat Payone, Remy the intern, hanging out with you. Kind of got you the weather and news there out of order a little bit. You know, the breaks we take, the commercial breaks we take, they pay the bills. You know, they're the reason we get to do what we get to do. But they also serve a great purpose in talk radio. They give me a chance to take a break and kind of collect my thoughts and get ready for the new discussion and everything. And so we actually didn't get our news report today, which is fine because all the news is horrible. Like, we're just trying to make you smile this morning. So maybe it's good, Pat, that we just don't have a news update, because if you flipped on the news this morning, it's like five stories back to back to back to back that make you just want to, like, go back to bed and think it's a bad dream.
It's been happening a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking the other day, I'm driving around, I see we were talking about the French flag being at half-mast at the Open Championship, and I see flags around town that are at half-mast. It almost feels like these days, maybe what we should do is just keep the flags at half-mast, and then when, like, something really good happens, the news can report that like crazy, and then we can raise the flags all the way up. Like, maybe we could just do that, you know, moving forward. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I'm getting sick and tired of turning on the news every day, and not even the news. You know, Facebook and Twitter, that's where we learn a lot of this stuff. That's where I learned about Baton Rouge yesterday. Was I saw somebody tweet about Baton Rouge, and I was like, no, not again. You know, saw a tweet that just said thoughts and prayers to Baton Rouge, and I'm thinking, here we go again. You know, and then here locally, you know, there's someone was killed in a car accident, and there was a story with an infant, and oh my gosh, you know. So we got sports and weather for you today, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm okay with that here on the program. So changing things up here to kick off the hour with the way we were playing that stuff. All right, welcome back. We are focusing on what happened in the sports world this past weekend, because a lot happened in the sports world, and that's what we get to talk about every day. We're so fortunate to be able to focus in on that. And so let us know what you got, and we like to have fun with this. We're not trying to be negative, but from a fun perspective, what's your good, what's your bad, what's your ugly from the weekend in sports? And going back to recap what I went through, my good was the fact that Tom Brady came out on Facebook and said he's not going to fight this Deflategate stuff anymore. He's not going to take it to the Supreme Court. So that's over with now. My bad was Major League Baseball sending out a memo telling managers to stop arguing with the umpire, saying it was basically ruining the integrity of the game, which is a joke. And my ugly was Brock Lesnar testing positive for a banned substance after UFC 200 is over with. Boy, Pat, we were so excited about UFC 200 3 months ago. We were so excited about it 3 weeks ago. This has turned into a disaster. I mean, this was supposed to be the greatest night in the history of the UFC, and we can now make an argument that this has turned into the worst event the UFC has ever put on.
Couldn't agree more. And it started months before with Conor McGregor, and then it turns into John Bones Jones, and now we have to talk about Brock Lesnar as well. There's just been not many positives come from this. And even the fights themselves, people said they weren't really that great in general.
No,
so, I mean,
they weren't. It wasn't even that good of a night. Everybody was complaining about the fights and how bad they were the next day. And yeah, two guys getting in trouble with PED use, one suspended the day before, 2 days before. One after, which is an even worse case scenario for the UFC, at least before they can try to remedy it by taking that guy out of the fight. Now what do you do? Do we have precedent on this? Can you recall a situation where a guy or girl got to fight and then tested positive after, or the positive test was released after the fight was over with?
It has happened before, and I'm trying to remember who it was, but I'd have to look that up. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
We'll let you tick to the Google machine and figure that out real quick. So, I mean, these are the problems that run rampant in UFC that they're hoping to clamp down on a little bit when it becomes a little bit more organized, you know, and it's bigger business moving forward. And we might not. I mean, you're going to hear about this stuff from time to time. Look, there's going to be a bad apple in every bunch, right? You know, you're going to have the guys that cheat. You're going to have the guys that go about things the wrong way. But as much as it happens way, way, way too much. And the timing of it all just isn't real good. They've got to come up with better ways of going about this and cleaning up the sport a little bit. And I know that's not easy to do, but when you're talking about the type of money that's been spent in the sport and the type of business they're going to be doing moving forward under the WME ownership, you know, that'll be one of their objectives. All right, let's talk a little NFL football. This is kind of interesting. So the NFL is going to insert data chips into game balls for the preseason and for Thursday night games. It's not going to change the way the ball works or anything like that, you know, so everybody needs to calm down there. The reason they're doing it, they have two reasons for it. One is the first thought was to put them into the kicking balls. You know, the balls that they kick are slightly different than the balls that they use for the regular game. And so they want to put them in the kicking balls, and they want to measure where the ball is flying over the upright, because there is a thought of narrowing the uprights. They're trying to make kicking more difficult, and they did that a little bit with the PATs last year. But still, field goal conversion is at an all-time high. In 2015, NFL place kickers made 84.5% of field goal attempts. That's the second best rate in league history. So rather than thinking maybe the kickers are just getting better, maybe they're just the art of kicking the ball is improving, they're thinking with that being said, you know, they need to make it more challenging. And so what they want to do is they want to put a chip in the ball to see where it goes over the upright, so then they can understand how far in they can bring the uprights. It's like they want to determine, okay, where's a spot where a field goal is a 75% chance it's going to go in? And they can actually determine that, they think, based on where the ball flies over in comparison to the upright. So that's kind of interesting, right? Good idea or bad idea, Pat? I mean, I would think kicking, you know, when the game's on the line, when winning a game is on the line, I think kicking is plenty hard enough. But the NFL doesn't think so. They think it's too easy. It's like the three-point line in basketball. It's like, ah, they're making too many three-pointers. We got to move it back.
It gets to a certain point, Aaron, where you change such things that are staples of the game, like the field goal, making it slimmer. I'm not impressed by that. I think it's got to stay the same way it is. I don't like the change. I thought that this was getting that with the chip in the ball. Why can't they use this like goal line technology in soccer where, you know, you can, okay, you're giving me the point saying, all right, hold your horses.
That is, they actually have discovered the original reason that they were going to put data chips into the game balls was for kicking purposes. And then somebody at the NFL office was like, whoa, 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 we can actually determine where the ball lands on the field, whether the ball breaks the plane. And so in determining first down marks, where the ball, you know how like in tennis, they've got the cameras, the digital cameras that can measure where the ball lands. These data chips theoretically are going to be able to do the same thing. So, you know, there's thoughts about a guy reaching a ball forward, trying to get to the first down marker or keeping it by his hip. They're going to know when that guy goes to the ground, where the ball exactly is, and whether or not a first down was accomplished. And also, they'll be able, like, I think what they should do is have the end zone, like, light up. You know, we could bring, like, video game technology into this. You know, when the ball crosses the plane, can we have, like, fireworks shoot off or something like that? You know, there could be computerized technology that could go into this. But seriously, this is something that can be done. You know, this is something that can be determined. And it's all about, they say, when the ball breaks the plane. When the ball breaks the plane, it's a touchdown, right? Well, with this technology, they should be able to determine that sort of thing. So it looks like it's going into a testing phase. You know, it's not something that they're going to be using in the rules this year. But with the data chips in the game balls, they will be able to follow along, you know, get the data for the kicks. They will be able to get the data for, you know, measuring touchdowns and things like that. But this is the sort of thing where the NFL could be opening themselves up to ridicule, because what if this information becomes public? You know, what if the NFL comes out after the fact, you know, dogging the refs and that a touchdown that was deemed not to be a touchdown, that ball had a data chip in it. And then we find out after the fact that the data chip determined that it was a touchdown. Holy cow, the reaction to that would be epic across the fan bases that are burned by that call. So that'll be interesting to see how that sort of thing is handled. Can they maybe keep it hush-hush? And in today's world of Twitter and social networking and people getting information and going public with it, I mean, we can't even keep the NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket a secret anymore. It came out, you know, 30 minutes in advance before all the teams were announced on social media. You really think if there's chips in the balls that they're going to be able to keep that quiet and it's not going to come out that a wrong ruling was made this upcoming season? So that'll be one of the stories that I'm interested to see how it plays out. All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll kick it off with the information you need to know, your sports, your weather. When we come back, we will talk a little bit about MLB. They are considering, this is actual consideration, shortening the regular season. But at what cost? Who will give up what to make this possible? We'll discuss coming up next. Right now, let's get to your national sports update.